You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Center College Head Coach Greg Mason. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, Russell, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Coach, headed into your 12th season at the helm of the Colonels, you know, just take me through your mindset as you prepare for yet another season.
Well, I mean, this year coming in, you know, last year we were so young, five of our top nine were first-year players, so we didn't really know from day to day what we were going to get. Now this year we have a lot more experience. Our guys are working hard. We have some continuity from last year. We do miss Danny Knoll, something fierce, but at the same time our guys are battling through that and excited to get the season started.
You know, last season, 18-9, Coach, 11-5 in SCAC play, second straight SCAC tournament title, an NCAA appearance. Just talk about what your team learned going through last season.
Well, last year was my most rewarding as a coach. We took a group and, you know, we started out 1-4, and those four losses early in the season were not impressive. We were not a very good basketball team early on, and our guys did not get discouraged. They were close, but they didn't get discouraged, and we just really grew as a team. And from the start of the year to the end of the year, I think we gained about 15, 20 points. We were a much better team at the end, and we went to NCAA tournament, played Eastern Mennonite, a team that could have won the national championship, and played them tight, and, you know, inside of 7 minutes, I think we were tied with the ball. So very pleased and very rewarding season last year. So, you know, this year, again, we're going to be more experienced, so hopefully those lessons we learned last year will help us this year.
You mentioned the graduation of Danny Knoll, Coach. Talk about how you go about trying to fill that role, not only in terms of leadership, but, you know, his play on the floor as well.
Yeah, well, Russell, I mean, Danny is, not only was he a great player on the floor, but off the floor. I mean, he was a Johnston's finalist, just everything you want in a student athlete. And as far as basketball goes, I think Josh Crawford and Greg Ross can really, you know, give us as good a play as what Danny gave on the floor. Now, off the floor is where we're going to really miss Danny, just all the intangibles. He's just a very solid person, great leader. So that's where we're going to miss him, those off the floor. On the floor, I think we have some talented guys who can step up and just play better knowing Danny's gone.
Coach, Alex Lloyd returns, last year's Defensive Player of the Year. He brings back his 7.3 points and 9.7 rebounds that he averaged a year ago. Just talk about the way you've seen Alex mature and grow as a player and what you're expecting to see from him on the floor this year.
Oh, Russell, Alex has been, we've been, in all honesty, very fortunate with Alex. When we recruited him, he was 6'5", 180, and in no way, shape, or form did I realize he would grow to be 6'8", 220. And also, Alex is very athletic. When he was, you know, younger, he was in middle school, he was a point guard, so he still has those skills. He's just very athletic, makes good decisions, handles the ball well, and each year he's gotten better and better and better. And right now he's doing a really good job in the low block offensively. Defensively, as you said, he was Defensive Player of the Year. He's just a force down there. So we got very lucky with Alex. He's very eager to be a good player and just a joy to coach.
Defensively, you guys held opponents to just 56.7 points per game last year, first in the SCAC. How do you continue that trend on the defensive side of the ball this year?
We've talked about that quite a bit. Now, we're going to be better offensively, and we must be better offensively. Last year, we went through spells. We just couldn't score. I think there was a couple times where maybe 15, 16 straight possessions without a bucket, and we just can't have that this year. But last year, we had to rely on our defense and our rebounding, and our guys bought in. And as you said, we were third in the nation in scoring defense, fifth in field goal percentage defense. And so we want to keep that mindset. Now, those stats will probably go down a little bit just because we're going to be more offensive-oriented this year. So I think we're going to score better. We want to play in the 70s like we always have. We just want to keep the defensive mindset but also score the ball a little bit better.
Well, you mentioned offensively, Jeff Mullaney returns to run the point guard for the Colonels, last year averaging 13.6 points and 3.2 assists per game. Took a lot of big shots for you guys just as a sophomore. Talk about the way he's, you know, grown and matured as a player and what you expect to see from him on the floor.
Yeah, Russell, he took all of our big shots last year. It was amazing. I mean, against Oglethorpe, DePaul, two games we came back, he was just really good with the ball screen. And we put so much pressure on Jeff last year because, again, we weren't very good offensively. And most times we went late in the shot clock and had to get the ball to Jeff and give him a ball screen and just let him create. And so many times he bailed us out. This year, hopefully, we're not going to put as much pressure on him to make those really, really tough shots. Hopefully, we can score earlier in our offense. But, you know, Jeff is just he's worked so hard. He's a gym rat. We knew we had a really good player when we signed him out of high school. But at the same time, each year he's gotten better. And, you know, Jeff is he's somebody that you could put in the conversation for All-American this year.
Again, you're listening to 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by center head coach Greg Mason. And coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your guys as you've gone through preseason and practices in preparation for the year?
Biggest surprise, I would say more of an intangible, probably our guys coming together. Yesterday's practice was very energetic. Our guys were talking on defense, and it's just something we didn't have a whole lot last year early on because we were such a quiet team. So I'd say the kind of the guys coming together as a team has been something I've noticed.
Coach, last season, as well as you played on defense, you didn't create that many turnovers. How do you go about trying to create more turnovers this year and leading those to offensive baskets?
Yeah, Russell, we were third in the country in scoring defense, but I want to say next to last in turnovers forced. So we did a good job of just contesting shots. This year, we have a group of guys who understand our defense a little bit better. Brian Ellis is just so steady, so consistent with his effort and his play. Brian can really guard. Matt Griggs can really guard. They're two sophomores now. Donovan Whiteside, a freshman, that we've been pleased with his play. We think Donovan can make some things happen on the floor. So we're starting to get a little bit more understanding what we're trying to do, and also a little bit quicker, a little bit more athletic. So hopefully that will get us a couple more steals. But yeah, last year we did not, you know, we would make you shoot over top of us instead of turnovers. We'd like to get a couple more turnovers this year.
Brian Ellis played a lot of minutes last year as a freshman, and really I noticed he felt comfortable shooting the ball. He had a great shot, especially from behind the arc. I assume he'll be even more comfortable this year as a sophomore.
Yeah, Brian's our best shooter, and quite possibly, you know, even though Alex Lloyd is Defensive Player of the Year in some aspects, Brian is as good a defender as Alex is. So, I like these guys. We have two other guys who have really stepped up. I kind of mentioned Josh Crawford has been much more active in practice this year, really playing well. Yesterday was probably his best practice since he's been at center. And then Greg Ross, who was a transfer late in the year for us last year from Worcester. Greg has come in, really good low block player, can hit the three-point shots. So I like this team. I think we can score the ball better than last year, and let's just hope that we can defend it with the same intensity.
Coach, you mentioned you return a lot of players, but also have an incoming freshman class. Just talk about this group of freshmen that you've brought in, sort of your expectations for them, and do you feel like you have some guys that can help this team out this year?
Yeah, we do. Well, Donovan's going to help us out from day one. Donovan brings something that we were lacking last year, somebody who can really attack the rim with the dribble. Our other guys, we have some good young players. Right now, they're kind of battling against guys who know the system and a little bit better. So, you know, some days are better than others, but it is a good freshman class. Donovan's the one that will probably have the biggest impact initially, and we like Donovan. He's a nice player, very eager to learn, and he's going to have some good nights this year.
Coach, the SCAC provides a number of challenges. Talk about the difficulty of navigating through the SCAC schedule and what makes this league so competitive.
Well, travel is we're traveling halfway across the country, if not more. So travel's a challenge, especially with a younger team. You know, as far as the teams go, Birmingham Southern, 20 wins last year. DePaul, 20 wins last year. You know, Oglethorpe has the potential to win 20 games, and they're on the east side. West side is going to be very very balanced this year. So, you know, there's no easy wins, and it's just one of those that you got to be ready to play every night because there's good teams here.
Coach, for our listeners, just talk about what they can expect to see from a Greg Mason-led basketball team.
Well, Russell, good question. Hopefully an unselfish team, a team that competes defensively and takes care of the ball. And we're gonna space the floor a little bit more this year and go off the bounce, kind of the way we play with Nestide and Britt and Thomason and Kratis and those guys. So, but just hopefully at the end of the day, you know, a team that plays hard and the fans appreciate and also the opposing team respects at the end of the day. So, you know, I think that's been good for us the last 3 or 4 years, and I think we've got the guys to continue that. So that's my hope, Russell.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the goals you have headed for this team heading into the 2010-11 season, and what are, you know, two or three things that you and your coaching staff have really been working hard to get these guys to improve at each day in practice in order to be ready for the start of the season?
Offensively, I don't know exactly our stats. I do know that we were in the bottom third scoring, so we're getting up more shots, and I think our guys have a better understanding of where the shots are coming from. Also, you know, taking care of the basketball. We did a good job last year, but we played a little slower last year too. So, you know, it's just one of those that each day we're trying to get better. You know, the ultimate goal is to contend for a conference championship and be there, you know, that first, the last weekend this year in February. So we know it's going to be tough. We know DePaul's going to be really good. They're going to want to go out in good fashion. We know Birmingham Southern's wanting to come in as they're starting to get eligible. So it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, every year is a challenge in the SCAC, and hopefully we'll measure up.
Center College head men's basketball coach Greg Mason. Again, the Colonels kick off their 2010-11 campaign November 15th on the road at Maryville College. Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
Hey, Russell, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.